Well, hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to see you again, and welcome back to Your Money and a Cup of Joe. I am your host and moderator, Ryan Ruff, but as always, I'll be joined in just a moment by Joe Kaleo of the Kaleo Wealth Management Group, and we're going to be unpacking a really unique topic today. Of course, it stems from the wealth management vein, as many of our topics do, but we're taking a little bit of a different angle to it. So what am I talking about? Well, today's episode is entitled Building Wealth with a Powerful Personal Brand. So what do we mean by this? Well, building wealth these days, well, it can look a lot tougher and feel a lot tougher than simply just working hard to do so these days. So Joe and I thought it'd be really interesting for us to take a different approach towards this idea of building wealth, and that is using a wealth creation strategy of building out a personal brand and then leveraging that personal brand to potentially be instrumental in the success of different professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, and so on. So a really interesting conversation that lies ahead for us today. I'm excited to get into it. Let's go ahead and welcome Joe on before we dive into the details. Joe, it's good to see you today. How are you doing?
Ryan, good to see you. Great. Glad we're here. Glad we're talking about this today. Looking forward to this.
Yeah. So we're identifying this idea of a personal brand that's powerful enough to help facilitate greater success. So why don't you set the scene for us, Joe? Talk to me what you mean by a personal brand and just define it for us, if you will.
Yeah, I think, Ryan, you know, the idea of a personal brand might be a little unfamiliar to many of us, right? I mean, we're familiar with the brands of our economic engines, of large, big, impressive companies to even small ones, right? Think of Disney and Coca-Cola and Apple as three of the biggest examples of brands that resonate with consumers across the country and even around the world. Well, a personal brand works much the same way. Generally speaking, a powerful personal brand is a declaration of who you are and what you can do that differentiates you from others and what you stand for. Self-made multimillionaires and billionaires and very successful people almost universally have well-established powerful personal brands, and they use that opportunistically to generate even greater personal success.
Of course. So Joe, what does it really mean, though, to have a powerful personal brand? Could you maybe rattle off a few of the benefits of or even the great outcomes maybe of having one and leveraging it?
Yeah, let's talk about personal brand can mean several things, right? One, you're engaging with a particular audience in a very meaningful way. It's not about being broadly famous. It is about how well known you are and respected within a specific community, one that can be highly useful to your professional or entrepreneurial activities. You communicate directly and regularly with that community in ways its members find compelling. You develop preferred relationships with your audience that accrue professional advantages for you. And you stand out from others, especially your competitors, in the eyes of your community, right? So for these reasons, a personal brand can be very effective and an effective way to create as well as magnify your professional success.
Well, based on those reasons, I mean, clearly it's great to have a powerful personal brand. There are advantages to it. But Joe, do you see this as something that people really need to have, or is it more of those nice to haves if you're a business owner?
Well, it ultimately depends on your goals and the level of type of success that you're pursuing. With that said, there are signs that personal branding is becoming more important than ever in some ways. Take, for example, Ryan, the share of independent workers at U.S. businesses that grew during the pandemic. And many of those workers in the coming years have become freelancers or independent contractors. For these professionals, personal branding is becoming crucial. So what's more, employers today commonly use social networking sites to research job candidates, and many even use social networking sites to research their current employees. That way, you put yourself out there in the world at large, and it could have a major positive impact on your future success.
So Joe, if somebody's interested in this idea of cultivating, creating a personal brand, what would you say are some of the action steps that they should consider taking to do so?
I think the first step is to take a step back, and that should be to conduct a gap analysis. I mean, you need to determine what your personal brand is today You do have one, even if you don't realize it. And where's your ideal personal brand going to take you, and where should it be? And assess your current personal brand from today. And you need to determine how the audience you're most interested in sees you today and why those people view you that way. Then think about that end goal. Where do you want to be in the end and your ideal personal brand? How do you want to get from point A to point B, right? How do you want that same audience to perceive you? How do you want people in your audience to think about you? Those are all things you need to step back and do. And it might take you sitting back and getting some help from other professionals, so that way you understand where you are today and where you're going. Now, of course, you can craft your personal brand story. You're likely to refine the details. But by understanding the gap between where you are today and where you want to be, you can plot those next moves to close that gap and to create a personal brand that you want most.
Well, yeah, let's double click down that, because that's really important. I mean, setting the scene is very, very much that first step. But once you identify where you want to end up, is it about finding the right path to get there from there? I mean, how does somebody kind of get there? If that makes sense.
Yeah, there are basically three interconnected components that create a very powerful personal brand. The first is the promise, which is the core of what your personal powerful brand stands for and what you deliver to others. So it's that halo that you have even before you meet people. Your promise determines how others will see you and what they'll expect from you. It tells them, what do you stand for and why? What can you do for other people? Why are you credible? Why are you the best choice? And why they should make a concerted effort to work with you, right? So those are all very important, and they can precede you. And if they're not, then you're starting to develop your gap analysis, right? In constructing your personal brand promise, you want to focus on your strengths. In particular, what can you provide others that's better or different from what most anyone else can provide? What makes you stand out? And in a positive way, if it's a negative way, then again, you've got more on your gap analysis to work on. How can you meaningfully better the lives of the people you care about and are working with or for? And then finally, your unique expertise and capabilities. I mean, how can you have some of them? In other words, the story of how you come to be you, which will build better connections.
Joe, I like that. There's a lot packed into your personal brand's promise. So I'm excited to see where you're going here with these three kind of components. What's the next component then, beyond just the brand's promise?
It's the experience. The promise is actualized, but it's the experience. This is your ability to deliver on what you've promised to provide, right? In order for you to establish and maintain and expand a powerful personal brand, the experience people have in dealing with you must exceed their expectations. You will need to go beyond what they anticipate so that your interacting with you becomes a sensational experience for them. There has to be a wow factor that they weren't anticipating. So that experience is intended to verify and reinforce that promise. And Ryan, it's critical for communicating the promise to other people. Word of mouth and repeat interactions are large parts of building a powerful personal brand. Therefore, the experience has to match and better yet exceed that promise.
Of course, of course. Okay, so what's this final piece then to the brand building puzzle? We had, the promise, we had the experience. Bring it home for us.
Yeah, the results, the advantages and benefits you accrue from having a powerful personal brand. There are two types of results: results that benefit other people, and then the results that benefit you. The results benefiting other people, though, do tie back to the promise of your powerful brand, coupled with that wow experience you're delivering. So the results these people receive can go a long way in bolstering the promise and justifying that experience. The results then that can benefit you take a number of forms, such as more and superior business opportunities, the ability to make excellent deals, loyalty from key stakeholders around you, such as employees or clients or even intermediaries or maybe centers of influence. So that ultimate outcome, Ryan, is greater professional success. And it's translating then into greater professional and personal wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. And Joe, look, we've laid a solid foundation as to what the personal brand entails, the powerful one that is, what it entails. But I think the big question that a lot of folks are probably asking themselves is, okay, well, how do I do it? Because, and there's a lot of ways to develop a powerful personal brand. But as somebody pursues this goal themselves and maybe for their business, do you have any kind of overarching advice that might help start them down a path towards success of building that powerful brand?
Yeah, as you move forward, keep in mind that branding is a dynamic and ongoing process. It's never a one and done endeavor, right? To craft and maintain a powerful brand that delivers truly outstanding success means you must always be attuned to your brand and ensure your statements and actions align. The things you say and do are all part of your brand. Everything about you needs to reflect your powerful brand. So your statements, your actions should always reinforce the image that you're wanting to project. Ultimately, that aim is for consistency that reinforces your professional persona. It's true regardless of your level of wealth, Ryan. The power of your personal brand and the branding efforts, when it's done well, can supercharge your own wealth and your vision of professional and personal success. And it could be for years and even possibly decades to come.
Absolutely. I mean, people want to do business with those that they know, they like, they trust, that promise, that experience, you know, that result that you can give them in a powerful personal brand, boy, does it go a long way in today's day and age. Well, Joe, a lot of great value there on the table for our audience. And if anybody out there is interested in talking to you, I mean, I know you have a lot of conversations with your business owner clients surrounding not just this item of a personal brand, but a lot of other topics as a whole. For anybody out there that might benefit from a conversation with you and your team, what is the best way somebody could open up that dialogue and just have a conversation with you guys?
Yeah, Ryan, I'd say give us a call, shoot us an email. Happy to put somebody on the calendar and have a conversation, right? Happy to do a stress test, give them a second opinion, talk about building a personal brand, right? It's something we do talk with and about with clients on a fairly regular basis. So happy to have that conversation at a deeper level.
Well, fantastic. Joe, I know you're a busy guy and you got clients to serve, so we're going to let you get back to doing that. But I appreciate your time and we'll see you on the next one.
Sounds great. Thanks, Ryan.
Of course. And hey, folks, we're going to take one final moment, as we typically do, and thank you all for stopping by and spending some time with us on the show today. If you took anything away from today's conversation surrounding this idea of leveraging a powerful personal brand, you benefited from it, make sure you hit that subscribe button then on whichever platform you checked us out on so that you can stay up to date on the latest conversations that Joe and I are having on this podcast surrounding these different wealth management topics. Again, these are the same conversations Joe is having with his client base, and we want to bring those same conversations to you guys and leave that value on the table. Before Joe, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long, but we appreciate you guys stopping by and being with us on Your Money and a Cup of Joe. This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. The views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Financial Services Incorporated. UBS Financial Services Incorporated does not verify and does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information presented. This material is made available for use by CEG. Neither UBS Financial Services Incorporated nor any of its employees provide tax or legal advice. You should consult with your personal tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that clients understand the ways in which we conduct business, that they carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to them about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the PDF document at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services Incorporated is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA, member SIPC. Joe Kaleo at Kaleo Wealth Management Group, UBS Financial Services Incorporated.
off his address, 200 West Highway 6, Suite 400 in Waco, Texas, 76712.